Hello and welcome to our podcast and video series. Important economic and financial topics recorded by students for students. My name is Markus Fischer. I'm a professor of financial management at Landshut University of Applied Sciences, and I'm responsible for this format. We offer audible knowledge on a wide range of topics. Use our content to inform yourself, learn and prepare for your exams.
Welcome back to another episode of our podcast of Behavioral Finance. Today, we'll explore the market anomalies and trends showing how human behavior impacts financial markets. Market anomalies are unusual patterns in financial markets that don't really fit traditional economic theories, and they help us understand how human psychology influences market movements. Let's look at some examples. First, let's talk about the market bubbles. This happened when asset prices skyrocket to unsustainable levels because people get overly excited. A great example is the dot-com bubble in the late 1990s. Investors poured money into the internet companies without considering their real value. When the bubble burst, it caused massive losses and market chaos. On the other side, market crashes show the downside of herd mentality. When investors panic, they start selling in droves, making the market drop even more. The 2008 financial crisis is a perfect example. It started with a housing market bubble fueled by easy loans and speculation. And when the bubble burst, it led to a global economic meltdown. Now, anomalies aren't just about big events like bubbles and crashes. There are smaller patterns too. For example, the January effect is when stocks tend to perform better at the beginning of the year. Another one is the disposition effect, where investors hold on to losing investments longer than they should because they don't want to admit their losses. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw a housing market frenzy. Low interest rates and high demand for bigger homes caused prices to soar, even though it didn't always make sense based on traditional valuations. This was driven by emotions like fear of missing out, also known as FOMO. Other interesting patterns include the weekend effect, where stock returns on Mondays are often lower because investors react to bad news over the weekend. The Santa Claus rally happens the last week of December and the two first days of January, where stock prices usually rise due to holiday optimism and tax considerations. There's also the post-earnings announcement drift, where a stock price continues to move in the direction of an earnings surprise for several weeks. This shows that investors might not fully react to news right away. By understanding these market anomalies, it can help investors navigate financial markets better. And by recognizing these patterns, investors can make smarter decisions and improve their chances of success. So the next time you hear about a market anomaly or trend, remember that behind the numbers and charts are insights into human behavior as well. And by using these insights, you might make better investment choices in the future.
This was another contribution on actual and study-related topics related to finance and business. So you can look for the next one, and we hope you enjoyed it and that you were able to deepen your knowledge.